It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys. Welcome to another exciting SatelliteGuys.us podcast. And you know, Scott, I made a Satellite Guys house call this weekend.
Yeah, I heard you you ate a bunch of ribs, I'm hearing.
Yeah, we got to thank Don for this wonderful rib recipe. I went over, for those who don't know, I went over to Mike's house, which is Rocky Mountain. He moved out to Illinois from Colorado, and we had us a good old barbecue this weekend.
I wish I could have been there. I heard the ribs were really, 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 really good. And I also hear you got a tour of Rocky Mountain High's man cave.
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't get lost in the man cave, but yeah, it was definitely pretty cool to see, and he's got a nice little setup going on over there.
Yeah, it's too bad I wasn't there for it, but, you know, there's always another chance somewhere down the line. Anyways, Bob, we're at the halfway point of the year here, and there wasn't really much news this week, so I'm thinking about taking a look back of 2008 of what we've gotten so far this year. What do you think?
Yeah, I know, Scott, and it's from CES all the way to Team Summit. There's been a lot of talk, but it seems like there's not been any action. Maybe we'll see things pick up here in the second part of the year, along with our one-year anniversary of the podcast.
Yeah, DirecTV ended 2007. You know, they were said by the end of 2007 it'd have over 100 national HD channels. And in some of the ads, they said it'd have over 125 national HD channels. And that didn't happen. And Dish Network started off the year by saying by the end of this year they'd have 100 national channels. Now, they're saying that they have currently 80 national channels, which I call BS on, because they count all the RSNs as channels when they're not really channels. They're not 24-hour-a-day channels, and it's only select games. So if you're watching a Chicago White Sox game, one day it may be in HD, but tomorrow's game may not be. And to call those a channel is really dishonest in my book.
Yeah, not only that, they have all this 20 channels of bandwidth that they're kind of saving up at the moment. They could be launching some services now, maybe using that for a little bit more MLB action while they have the bandwidth available. And, you know, hopefully we can see what their plans are coming here since the AMC 14 failure, which kind of jolted what they had in plan to do a little bit.
Well, the good news is I am hearing that those channels will be filled, and I hate to use the word soon, but possibly by the end of the month of July. And I don't really like giving out dates anymore, but they say they're currently testing them. They're putting new encoders. They're testing encoders. They're doing all the wiring that's necessary to bring in these channels. And, you know, if they get them up, it will be a great thing for everybody. And I'm sure people are going to say, well, how come they just don't use the Voom encoders and stuff that they were coming off of, and that's because they were all coming off of a single fiber line instead of coming from individual satellite transponders, you know, in there, or individual fiber lines. So it takes a little rewiring and reworking to get everything working there. And plus, Dish was actually keeping some of the Voom stuff available for Voom in case a, you know, agreement happened between them. But, you know, that's not going to happen now from everything I'm hearing from Dish, and also from people I've talked to at Rainbow Media, you know, who want to go off the records. You know, I don't see Voom ever coming back to Dish Network, unfortunately.
Scott, I think I just heard someone in the background screaming and banging on their dashboard because of the fact that Voom is now officially gone.
Yeah, and speaking of Voom officially gone, I know we're taking a look back at the last 6 months, but this week Cablevision's contract with the 15 Voom channels expires. And I have a good feeling that this may be the end of Voom as we know it.
I did see a thing on multi-channel news. It was either in the magazine or it was an ad. Voom is now being marketed as a VOD service for cable TV.
Yeah, but the selection was very limited. It was even worse than it was when it was a 24-hour-a-day channel. It was like 20 videos a month or something like that from Voom. But you got to go somewhere with it. Voom had a lot of excellent programming. The problem was they were trying to fill 15 channels with not enough programming, so it was repeat after repeat after repeat after repeat. I hated seeing Voom go away, and you know, I'd like to see some of the channels come back, but I know it's not going to happen. And hopefully when Voom does go boom on the 30th, if Cablevision does not renew that contract, the folks at Voom will combine some of the Voom channels together and make them available individually so that satellite and cable companies can pick out the best channels. You know, I'm sure Munsters HD would survive, Rave would probably survive, and a couple other channels would probably survive as they were. But some other channels would be great if they just combined them together. Could you imagine, let's say Rave, because Rave is, you know, mostly music, but you had the international soccer games there on Saturday morning and Sunday morning. That would be great on that channel, or put it on the what was the extreme sports one? I can't remember the name of that one.
World Sport?
No, they had World Sport, but they had another one where they were, you know, outdoors.
Oh, Rush HD.
Yeah, Rush HD. That would be a great place for the soccer games. And, you know, and we're going to talk about Voom a little bit later in the podcast, but getting back to CES, you know, DirecTV didn't really announce anything at CES. We were fortunate enough to get a sneak peek at some of the stuff coming from DirecTV this year at CES, but they weren't open to the public. They didn't have a regular booth there. They had a special private room that you had to go to. And so DirecTV really didn't promise anything for this year at CES, and they really haven't given us anything this year since CES. No new real major HD editions. You know, I'm really shocked that Fox News HD is not carried on DirecTV while I carry the Fox Business Channel in HD. And we got the new DirecTV 11 satellite coming on board. But again, they're not planning on using that until September because they're putting that satellite in space and they're currently doing a lot of different KA testings, testing out what KA can do. And it's really a scientific thing right now instead of trying to get the bird into the proper orbit.
Scott, you got to remember a lot of the features that they did show off at CES for the people who were able to go, like media share and also sharing between your DirecTV receiver and your computer. A lot of this stuff is actually online, and it's in the works, and it's actually on schedule because there a lot of the beta testers are testing this out, and there are more features that they did announce, like the widgets feature, which is coming and also in testing right now.
Right.
So they seem to be coming pretty far online, and hopefully this will be pretty exciting here in the next couple of quarters where they'll start officially announcing these features and rolling them out to the public.
Right. I think the big news so far from 2008 has been Voom getting dropped from Dish Network. I can't think of anything really bigger than that. Can you think of anything, Bob?
No, I really can't. That was the hugest news. You had 20 channels one day, and the next day you're taking down 15 channels for a net game of like 5 or 7 or something like that.
Now, let me go off track here for a second, because I've seen this so many times online, and it kind of aggravates me because I've talked to both sides about this, and a lot of people are really, really, really still upset and think that Dish killed Voom or Charlie killed Voom. And reality-wise, it was probably a 50-50 split with Voom finally pulling the trigger on themselves at the end. There's been a lot of misconceptions about what's gone on, but ultimately Dish Network wanted to carry 5 to 7 of the Voom channels. And when they dropped the Voom channels, they kept 5 of them there and wanted to work with Cablevision on an additional 2 channels to combine some of the content available. And they wanted to actually from you know what we've heard is pay more money for the 5 channels they kept because you know they were losing the money on the full 15 package. That way it would be more, you know, people would be seeing less repeats, and you know Voom can invest in the programming that they said they were going to invest in. And it would really make a difference on the channels that they kept. And, you know, basically the story is that Voom told Dish after they dropped the 10 channels, as you carry them all, you're carrying nothing. And that was the decision there to remove Voom. That's the story I heard, and I've heard it from both sides, and it goes that way. So, you know, you can be upset at Dish. That's fine. If you're upset at Dish, you know, take your business elsewhere. You're not going to find Voom anywhere else. But, you know, Dish didn't do good on that whole thing. They had a tech chat that night, and 2 hours after the tech chat went off the air, so did the Voom channels. And to me, that was, you know, dirty pool. Dish should have came out right before the tech chat ended and say, oh, by the way, we're in contract negotiations right now with Voom, and we don't really want to, but the channels may go away tonight at midnight. And, you know, here's some phone numbers for you to call at Voom. Tell them, you know, to work with us better and blah, blah, blah. And that would have made things so much better for everybody, because they would have known about it. They would have heard a little bit about what's going on. But waking up on Tuesday morning for a lot of people and finding their Voom channels gone was really, really nasty.
Yeah, I honestly believe that Dish made a good faith in attempt to keep the Voom service alive. People's got to remember that Charlie owns a quarter of the company. And why would he take down a service that he owns a quarter of? Charlie's out to make money. He's a shareholder in that company. He wants to see that money, or wants to see the company survive so he can make money in the end. That's just the name of the game. Unfortunately, that is just the way it worked out. They had to play the hand that they were dealt at the time, and Voom just kind of ended up not playing the hand the way they should have.
Yeah, and speaking of Voom, and you know, that was the big news for the first 6 months of the year. We will talk about Voom again in just a couple seconds, but another big thing that we saw at CES that we finally heard a peep from was Extreme HD. Bob, can you tell us what's going on there?
Yeah, Extreme HD is finally rolling out, and they're gearing towards product developmental launch. So what that means is we'll soon see a beta test coming from Extreme HD. No word yet on when exactly we'll see that test, but they are waking up, or they have been quietly working in the background. So right now they got their equipment all lined up and geared to go, and we should be seeing some beta testing here pretty soon.
Yeah, actually we got a press release this week with them saying that they're using some new software interface, which will allow them to stream 1080p things to the hard drive at one time. And that sounds like some pretty exciting stuff there, you know, having 1080p streams being streamed to your hard drive for a DVR type setup there. Really, really exciting. For those who don't know about Extreme HD, it's a satellite service, but not a satellite service like Dish Network or DirecTV. What it is more like a video on demand type service where you can select from menus of movies that are available, push a button, and they'll be sent to you over the satellite in full 1080p. Lossless DTS HD master audio, just the highest quality, you know, equal if not better than you know, Blu-ray, and you know, it's to be used in addition with a satellite or cable TV service, and it looks really, really exciting on paper, and from the demonstrations we got to see at CES.
Yeah, the picture quality is supposed to be the one that's most pristine. It's supposed to be just as equal to Blu-ray. Not only that, you were talking a little bit about the equipment and how they're going to be able to stream four 1080p streams from the hard drive. Maybe they need to get with UVerse a little and kind of market together so that way UVerse can start doing more than two HD streams per TV.
Well, yeah, the UVerse problem is they're only capable at the moment of sending 25 megabits to the household, and they're looking at doing some pair bonding later this year, which will double that to 50 megabit, and then they can increase things from there. But they just recently went with the two HD streams, which is a nice upgrade for people that, you know, have more than one HD set in the house. But it's still not enough for the power hitters out there, like me and you, who have more than one HD set.
Right, in layman's terms, the pipe's only so big and they can only fit so much water through the pipe, but if they make it a little bit bigger, they can fit a little bit more water through that pipe.
Right. All right, let's change gears here now, because me personally have caused a little bit of uproar this week at Satellite Guys, and I really want to explain what's going on, because a lot of people are getting upset without really needing to get upset. We've had two things actually happen this week. The first thing that happened this week was I closed most of the Voom threads in the Dish Network forum. The reason for this was not to censor anybody or anything else, but the same group of people have been posting the same stuff about Dish is evil, they killed Voom, over and over and over and over again. And, you know, they got their opinion out there, and they weren't just doing it in the Voom threads. They were going into other threads that had nothing to do with Voom. Anytime you mention HD, someone would post a message saying, Dish Network killed Voom, blah, 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 blah. And then earlier this week, someone actually posted a death threat online about the entire Voom situation. And, you know, that caused us some issues behind the scenes. And, you know, I had to put my foot down and say enough is enough. Unfortunately, the way I did it was probably not the best way to do things, so I do apologize for that. But in thinking about things, I finally decided that Voom is not a Dish Network issue anymore. Voom is no longer on Dish. Voom is not coming back to Dish. And any further talk about Voom needs to be done outside the Dish Network forum. And that can be done in the general satellite and cable television forum, where you can talk about Voom to your heart's content. But, you know, the constant just bashing of Dish or bashing of Voom in a Dish Network forum really does no good, since it's really not a Dish Network service anymore. And when I say I'm going to close all Voom threads in the Dish Network forum, I do mean that. However, there are certain aspects of Voom topics in the Dish Network area which do belong there, especially, you know, updates and news on the Voom Dish Network lawsuit. That is absolutely a Dish Network topic. But as far as I want my Voom, I want my Voom, I want my Voom, the Dish Network forum is no longer the place to do that. And I'm not trying to censor anybody. I'm just trying to bring the noise levels down, because over the past couple of weeks, it's just gotten horrible. People can't even navigate the site anymore. They try getting into discussion with people, and it just turns into a big Voom bitch fest. And we need to stop that to make it better for everybody.
Yeah, they need to realize, we understand that you guys are passionate about Voom. We're just as passionate, and yeah, it sucks, but it's at the end, it's just TV. There's nothing that's going to change it. There's no way you can convince Charlie yourself. Charlie's already thought this through, and obviously Cablevision has thought this through also, and they chose to make their choice just as Charlie chose to make his choice. And you know, it's been, the horse has been beat so badly, it's already dead three times over. So we just need to move on and focus on the future, and maybe that relationship will flourish in the future. But as of right now, it doesn't look like that's going to happen.
Right. And another reason for doing it is just because people cannot find the information they're looking for currently in the Dish Network area. And it's not just a Voom thing. We've seen the same thing happen with TiVo. And certain people from TiVo coming in and, you know, prophesizing the gospel of TiVo, which is okay, but then they do it over and over and over and over again, and it goes into different threads that have nothing to do about TiVo, and it just takes the total focus of what people originally started the thread for out of whack. And we're trying to make it easy, so when somebody wants to find out information about new HD on Dish or new HD equipment from Dish, that they can find it instead of seeing two good messages about new equipment or new programming from Dish, and instead seeing a Voom or a TiVo bitch fest, because we want to make the site friendly for all. And in addition, and I don't think I'm pandering to the satellite companies, because I'm not, but the satellite companies out there are watching, and you know, when they release new software, let's say, they're looking for bug reports at satellite guys, people having trouble. And there's numerous times where someone will post a message saying, I'm having trouble with the new software they downloaded last night. I'll actually get an email from Dish Network saying, can you put us in contact with username so-and-so, because they're having an issue that we cannot reproduce in-house. Can you, you know, do that? But what's happening now is, you know, someone posts that there's new software out there, and people start talking about software, and then here comes, their software is illegal, because they stole it from TiVo, blah, 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 and it just turns into this big TiVo fight or Voom fight or whatever fight. And I'm just using TiVo and Voom as examples here, but we're seeing it over and over and over again. And for the reading of everybody on the board, it's really got to be controlled a lot better. And also, we as the staff of Satellite Guys got to start moderating a little bit. We're not going to censor what you're saying. We're just going to make sure you're saying it in the right place. That's all we're trying to do.
That's exactly right, Scott. And another place of moderating a little better, we do have a area of the site that many people might not know about. It's called The Pit.
Yeah, but The Pit, we've been having troubles there as well. You know, the entire way I structured Satellite Guys and the entire way I wanted to set it up was like a friendly bar room where you have a ton of friends that you haven't met yet. A place where you can go and talk politics, and I'm talking about The Pit here as well, where you can talk politics, religion, what have you, and everybody has got a different opinion, and there is no real right or wrong opinion when you're talking about politics or religion or sex or what have you. So one of the main rules of The Pit is no flaming other users. And over the past couple weeks, we've been having trouble with certain users doing this, and we've had to go in and unfortunately delete their messages because they're flaming people, and give these people warnings saying, hey, don't do this. And these people get upset because they think they're above the rules. And, you know, we have rules in place just to make it, you know, so a pleasant place where people want to go to. If you walk into your local bar and you're sitting next to a guy and you start talking politics and so on and so forth, normally it doesn't turn into a fist fight. You just think the guy's an idiot, and you walk away from him. But here what's happening is people are starting to, you know, sling mud at each other, and it's not the purpose of Satellite Guys. And you know, that needs to stop there. It's fine to talk about politics, fine to talk about religion in the pit. But again, we're not looking to censor anybody. We're just looking to make sure that you're not flaming somebody because, you know, everybody's got butts and everybody's got opinions. And, you know, everybody's opinion counts. And then, you know, it just needs to stop there. So we're working on some issues there in the pit as well. That's what's going on there. We're not looking, again, we're not looking to censor anybody. We're looking to make things friendly for people, a place where you want to go to, not a place you fear to walk into and say, oh my God, I'm going to say this and someone's going to call me this name and stuff like that. It's not meant to be that way. So we're taking some steps there. Some people are not happy about it. Again, we're not looking to censor anybody. You want to express your political opinions, do it, but don't do it making fun of other people and don't do it issuing death threats.
Yeah, that's the big thing. People have got to realize that we do have to cover ourselves, and you do abide by a user agreement, and if that user agreement is violated, we can, and if necessary, we'll ban you.
Yeah, well, we don't want to do that. You know, again, Satellite Guys is a place where you can hang out with a bunch of friends you haven't met yet. And, you know, I want you to be there. Bob wants you to be there. The entire staff wants to be there. We don't want to babysit anybody. We don't want to moderate, you know. If we had our way, we'd, you know, let it run free. But then, you know, when we do start letting the reins go a little bit, things like this start going on. And when we start tightening up the reins, everybody starts claiming that we're trying to censor people, which is not the case. We're just trying to make it a friendly family environment for everybody.
Yeah, we want you to be able to speak freely, just as we speak freely, Scott and I, here on the podcast. And, you know, if you feel that we're wrong in any way, give us a call on the podcasting hotline. That's still there. I don't know the number. I don't have it up on the screen yet, but give us a call. Let us know, and we'll answer your questions as well as anything that you feel is wrong. We'll let you know what we think and how we can move forward.
Right. And another thing is if you have an issue with a staff member, email a staff member. You know, as I said, everybody has their own opinions on certain things, especially concerning politics or religion or what have you there. And our staff, you know, understands this and doesn't try pointing to people and saying, hey, you're an idiot. I'm going to yell at you today. And I'll also be the first one to admit that we don't read all the messages in the pit or on the entire forum for that matter. So sometimes we don't catch things that people are doing, and we're not playing favorites by not picking on somebody that we didn't see their message for. It's just when we're notified of certain messages, and we get notified a lot about things in the pit lately, but if we're notified about certain things, staff members go in there and check it out and look, is it good for the site? Is it good for our members? That's the whole way we judge things. And if it's not good for the site or good for the members or it's spam, then it's gone. That's it.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty daunting task of trying to read all the threads in the forum, especially when we get over 1 million hits per day. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's getting bad. And I just want to clear the air. You guys may not know it or may know it. I'm going on vacation as of Wednesday morning, and I won't return until July 6th, which is a Sunday. And we'll resume doing the podcast then. And I'll be away, and I got to think about some things here because, you know, I don't want to see Satellite Guys, you know, be thought of as a big censorship place, but then I can't let the inmates run the asylum as well. So, you know, say your prayers for me to give me some wisdom because I got some thinking to do. And speaking of thinking to do, Bob, I posted some news the other day in the Pub Members Advisory Council area about some good news. Have you read that yet?
No, I haven't had a chance. I've been eating ribs all day and getting fat over at Rocky's.
Well, as soon as I come back from vacation within approximately a week, we are going to be doing our big software update. And the real good news there is, besides upgrading our software, which has a bunch of new security bells and whistles and actually a bunch of new features, we have been having some problems with our current software. And after doing some testing this week with the vBulletin people and a new version of the software they put out earlier this week, that software fixes the majority, if not all, of the bugs that we've been experiencing, so we can finally move on to the new software. Now, another set of good news about that is I announced before that the new software would not work with our current look or our classic look. Some users still use the Satellite Guys classic look. They recoded some stuff in there so that people could continue using their old styles and themes. They won't get the new features in the software that are in there because they need to be programmed in there. But we can move to the software, and then one by one I can enable features and make changes, to, you know, just the slight changes needed to enable a lot of these new features down the line. So this way people who love the Satellite Guy's new look that we're using now, or they like the classic look, won't have to change a thing, and they'll be able to enjoy the look they like now.
Yeah, that's definitely great news. They'll get rid of some of the bugs that we've been seeing, and we've been noticing, I know the users have been reporting them, and we've been noticing, and we've been trying to get those fixed as quickly as possible, so that way your experience here at Satellite Guys could be the best as possible.
Yeah, and some of these bugs have taken us a while to fix, because they were actually in the forum software themselves. One of the problems you may see on our board is, you know, we've got a million and a half posts, and you may see other forums like ABS Forums that have a lot of posts as well. What they do is they take all the older posts that are older than a year and actually throw them on a separate server running separate software. So when you click on a forum, you're actually being taken to a separate server that's just hosting those. So they don't have all 2 or 3 million posts on one server, while we have everything there on one server. We've kind of outgrown what vBulletin was meant to be, but the new software has made some changes in there, so that our huge database is no longer an issue in the new software. So that's a really big step forward to us, and something I'm really proud of, and I'm really looking forward to moving ahead.
Yeah, that'll definitely make our site a little bit more quicker, even though it's already really quick. Thanks to LER for his hard work.
Yeah, Larry's been doing a good job there. He's been actually helping me this week with some of the stuff there, because vBulletin needs some things set up a special way, so that way they can go in here and test some things out and upload and download some software for us. And it's going to be really exciting. Some of the things this new software can do is really, really impressive. It can set up social groups, so that way people who are fans of Battlestar Galactica can actually set up their own Battlestar Galactica fan area and actually set up Battlestar Galactica forums. So if you join the Battlestar Galactica fan, you know, the group, you'll see special forums just for those people where they can talk about Battlestar Galactica and stuff like that. It's just part of what the new software can do. I don't know how many of the features we're going to enable, but we're going to take a good look at all of them. And we want to make Satellite Guys a place where you come to and say, wow, look at this great feature they have here that nobody else has. And we always aim to please here at Satellite Guys.
Well, Scott, that's the music. I hope you enjoy your cruise on the way to Gilligan's Island.
I'm gonna see a bunch of water that used to be in your house over there. I hear the flood was so bad that it's at your house that it flooded Iowa. Is that what I heard?
Something like that, the Illinois-Iowa border. But, yeah, hopefully we'll be back in here within the next couple of weeks so we can go ahead and start podcasting again from Satellite Guys Podcasting Central.
Right, and we'll see you guys when we get back. And to those people who are in the flood areas, if there's anything we can do, please post a message online and we'll do our best to help you out. And you're in our thoughts and prayers. Be safe.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.